In Reish Chaf Aleph Halacha Beis, Misanim L'Olam Yom Amisa, one always fasts in commemoration of the Yartzeit on the anniversary of the date of the death, Afil B'Shana Rishana, even on the first year after the death. Afil Meisa Sof Yom L'Achash Yispal Arvis, even if one's parent died toward the end of the day after one daven Marv. Nevertheless, if it was still daytime, that day is established as Yartzeit. However, if the burial followed the death by several days, that in that case, on the first year after the death, he should fast on the burial day. And from the second year on, he fasts on the Yom Hamisa. Halacha Gimel. If one's parent died in a leap year during the first or second month of Adar, then in a standard year he fasts on the corresponding date in Adar. In a leap year he fasts on the respective month of in Adar in which his parent died. In Ba'alaf, if his parent died in Adar Aleph, he fasts in Adar Aleph. If it's in Adar Beis, he fasts in Adar Beis. Meis Rishon Pshuta, if his parent died in Adar of a standard year, Azar Rishon Muberes, he's son of Adar Aleph, then in a leap year, he should fast on the Yartzeit date of Adar Aleph. Agam ba'Adar Sheni, Yomer Kaddish, but he also says Kaddish on that date in Adar Sheni. Ach al Yasik Vul Achirim, however, he's not let infringe upon the rights of others to say Kaddish, which we had learned through the halachas of Kaddish earlier on. Halacha Dalid. Chodesh Cheshvan Lepamim Humale, the month of Cheshvan, sometimes it's a full month, that is, it has 30 days. In that case, the observance of Rosh Chodesh Kislev that follows is 2 days. The first day of Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day of Cheshvan as part of that month. And the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of Kislev. This is with every Rosh Chodesh that has 2 days. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is the third of Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day of the previous month, and it's part of that month. And sometimes the month of Cheshvan is a chaser. That is, it has only 29 days. Rosh Chodesh Kislev shalachav ena el yom echad, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only 1 day. V'chein Chodesh Kislev pamim malei. Likewise, the month of Kislev sometimes it's full. Rosh Chodesh Teves shalachav shnei yomim, and then Rosh Chodesh Teves is 2 days. Upam chaser, and sometimes Rosh Chodesh Kislev is chaser. It only has 29 days. Rosh Chodesh Teves shalachav urak yom echad, and Rosh Chodesh Teves that follows only 1 day. When one died on Rosh Chodesh Kislev in a year where there was only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, and then in a year when Rosh Chodesh Kislev has 2 days, he should observe Yartzeit on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of the month of Kislev, since the death was also on the first day of Kislev. The second case, however, if one's parent died on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev of a year when Rosh Chodesh was 2 days, then in a year when Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only 1 day, there's a question when he should observe Yartzeit, and whether it's on Chav Tes Cheshvan, since his parent died at the end of Cheshvan, or since in all matters concerning Nedarim we follow the common language of people, perhaps he should observe the Yartzeit on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, as people call the third day of Cheshvan, Rosh Chodesh. And that is proper to be to have a meaning like this. If the first year that follows the death of Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only 1 day, then he should observe Yartzeit on the 29th of Cheshvan. And he should do likewise forever whenever the month of Cheshvan is deficient, which is only 29 days. If on the following day Rosh Chodesh Kislev there are no other Avelim in Shul, Teva, he should hold the second day, and he should say Kaddish and daven for the Amid. Rak l'yasek v'ul achem, but he's not allowed to infringe upon the rights of others that have a Kadima. Av im gam b'roshan or harishan haba Rosh Chodesh Kislev hu shnei yamim. However, in the first year that follows the Misa, Rosh Chodesh Kislev is also 2 days. And Ken Kavetz Yartzer Rosh Chodesh Kislev, then the Yartzer is established on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is the 30th of Cheshvan. V'yachziko kein lo'ilam, and he should observe it that way forever. Gan kashir Rosh Chodesh Yom Echad, even in the years when Rosh Chodesh is only 1 day, yachziko is Rosh Chodesh, and the Yartzer is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Even though it's the first day of the next month. Din Rosh Chodesh Tevas, and the same would apply for Rosh Chodesh Tevas.